Voice of Russia World Service. This is John Robles. I'm speaking with Lee Ginsberg, a well-known and experienced attorney in New York City. He's defending Konstantin Yaroshenko in U.S. federal court. Hello, Mr. Ginsberg.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for agreeing to do the interview. My first question is this one. What conditions is Konstantin Yaroshenko being held in?
He's being currently held in a federal jail in Manhattan, which is typical for any defendant. His conditions here, although not ideal, are far better than the conditions in which he first found himself when he was arrested in Liberia.
The case was recently postponed. Can you tell the listeners why?
The case was adjourned because the prosecutors have an obligation to turn over what is referred to as discovery material, that is material that relates to the case evidence that was seized. They have not completed doing that yet.
Uh-huh.
And until they do that, the defense lawyers have difficulty preparing motions to attack the government's case. So the judge gave additional time for the material to be submitted and for motions to be made.
What motions are you planning right now?
Well, the primary motions that we addressed and we advised the judge about have to do with, in the first instance, the manner in which Mr. Yaroshenko was arrested, detained, and held in Liberia, the manner in which, without any request for extradition and without being brought before any court in Liberia and without any notification to Russia, he was transported directly to the United States.
He was basically kidnapped.
Well, the term has been used that he was kidnapped. He certainly did not go through normal judicial channels or diplomatic channels. He was basically scooped up by federal agents of the United States.
Who exactly picked him up?
That's an answer that I don't completely have yet, even though I've spoken with my client. Until we get some definitive response from the government, he's not sure, and we're not even sure, who the individuals were who actually arrested him and who was in charge of him when he was first held in custody in Liberia.
So they could have been bounty hunters or something.
I don't think they were, but I can't rule that out until I get all of the evidence. But in any event, it may well be that it was done in a manner which is illegal,
right,
which seriously questions the ability of the United States to continue with this prosecution.
So under what supposed authority was he arrested?
The government is claiming in the formal charges in an indictment that there was a conspiracy or an agreement among a number of individuals, including Mr. Yaroshenko, to transport narcotics, some of which they claim were going to eventually end up in the United States. So based upon that, they claim that there is jurisdiction to prosecute this in the United States. We vigorously challenge that. We're not sure that there was even any discussion about the United States. And if there was a discussion about the United States, it may have been something that was created as a subterfuge to give jurisdiction to the United States.
Is this the first time something like this has happened? Here is a Russian citizen who's in a third country. He was picked up by the United States and taken back. I don't recall hearing, except for terrorist rendition cases, anything similar.
It's not the first time, but it's not very common to happen. I have myself handled at least two cases in the past over a number of years where this has happened. But normally, even when that takes place, or normally even when somebody is arrested in a foreign country, as you may well know, there is some contact with a judicial system in that foreign country or some notification to a foreign authority. Here, that appears not to have taken place at all, which may make this case rather unusual and unique.
I heard, and you just mentioned, that he was charged with simple conspiracy to transport narcotics. Is there any solid evidence against him?
He was not caught, nor do I believe any of the defendants in the case were caught in possession of any narcotics. The law in the United States in terms of conspiracy is very different than the conspiracy laws that may exist in any other country, and many countries do not even have conspiracy laws. As we understand it, they have recordings, they have video, some of which have been turned over, which we're reviewing. They believe that they have sufficient evidence to proceed to a trial.
My last question, I believe it's a difficult one. Do you think he will get a fair trial in the United States?
The difficulty is always when a foreign national is being tried in an American court, particularly a foreign national from certain countries which have not been a favorite of the United States or American citizens,
right.
It may make it more difficult for them to put aside any preconceived notions or prejudices they have and to give the same fair trial that they may give to an American citizen.
Are there any other motions that you plan to file?
We'll be challenging the fact that, to our understanding, there were recorded conversations that were made by American agents or informants in countries in which it is illegal to make such recordings unless you have the consent of both parties to the conversation. And it's our understanding that on many occasions recordings were made without the consent of both parties or more than the one party who was a government agent in violation of the laws of those other countries. And we will challenge all of those recordings and we will attempt to have them thrown out of the case.
Yeah, all that should be thrown out then.
Well, that's what we would like to have happen. We will move to have all of that precluded from use as evidence in this case, along with challenging the whole theory that the government has about jurisdiction in the United States, because it may well be that on one of those recordings, without the knowledge of my client, somebody may have mentioned something about the United States, but that's not something that my client was necessarily aware of. And we will challenge jurisdiction on that basis as well.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. When is the next court date scheduled?
I believe the next court date is scheduled for sometime in November. And there's a trial date currently scheduled for February 28th.
This is John Robles. I was speaking to Lee Ginsberg, the lead attorney defending Konstantin Yaroshenko in New York federal court. We'll be speaking to Mr. Ginsberg again.